B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Hannah is on the docket today.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hey, good morning.
What brings you to court this morning?
Well, this is weird, but I'm seeing this guy and we're great together. It's pretty serious. He's awesome and I love him.
Well, you love him. That's good. But what's the problem?
He's got this thing with his parents.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Mama's boy?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually both passed a few years ago. And they're cremated and he keeps their ashes in two urns in his bedroom.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Like a shrine?
Well, kinda. They're like on the armoire with photos and prayer cards.
Okay. In the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
yeah.
not.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, it bothers you, I imagine.
Well, I have to be honest. Like, I can't relax, if you know what I mean. Like, knowing his parents' ashes are in the room.
I get that.
Hard
get
to
that.
Overlook, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they're overlooking you.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm also just one of those people who believes that, you know, spirits are all around us. Like, I actually love going to mediums and, you know.
You just don't like being watched is what it is.
Yeah. You don't want them around.
That's what it feels like.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you talk to him about it?
I did. I had one conversation with him about it. And I asked him if I could move them. Mm-hmm. And he said, why? And I told him, you know, pretty much what I told you. And
yeah.
He said I was being ridiculous.
Okay.
So I just suggested putting them out in the den, but he says it's more private than that. He doesn't want his parents' ashes to be a conversation piece.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, yet.
I mean, I yeah. I just don't know, like, how do I convince him? Or am I the weird one? You know, am I being insensitive?
I don't think you're the weird one. It's kind of funny though that you believe in the spirits and it's so for you. I think it'd be weird, but it wouldn't bother me in that way.
Nothing bothers guys.
that is
all right.
True. I could overlook being overlooked.
Come on, let's.
No,
yeah.
I could overlook being looked over.
Right? Yeah. Be like, that's all right.
I could
throw a blanket on top of those things.
Okay. Hannah. So he's just not having it. He wants to keep the ashes in the bedroom. Okay.
Well, he's a good son.
This is, we've never had heard.
No, this is new.
Ashes to ashes. Okay.
Yeah. I want to convince him. I don't know what to do if he refuses.
Mm.
Right. It's a sticking point.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's say, okay, because you are serious. Let's just pull that thread as we like
okay,
to say.
Let's
okay,
let's pull it, Bob.
Because you're serious. And it could, you know, be down the road. You could be getting married and moving in together, and it's not his bedroom anymore. It's yours.
Right.
So then.
Right.
What happens to mom and dad?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Well, you know.
Mr. Sensitive.
Oh, yeah. They get their own bedroom.
Yeah.
All right, Hannah. I don't think you're being insensitive. I mean, I get it. So let's see if we get some folks to chime in. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Hannah out here before, because it's weird to her.
Yeah.
She's super sensitive.
Maybe someone's been in the same position.
I never thought I'd ask that.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. So if you've been in the same position, 888-410-1057. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, stay tuned. You're going to hear lots of great advice, I hope, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Let's approach this as though Hannah were your friend.
Okay.
And she is. She's a listener, so she's got this weird issue. I'm just asking, what would you say to her? That's all we're
right.
asking today.
You're just having, like, cocktails.
And then Hannah
brings this up.
Yeah.
What's your advice?
What would you say to Hannah? That's all we're asking today because, you know, she obviously is creeped out by it.
Yeah.
Can't say I blame her. That is, it's a little weird. Is it a problem? Is it an omen of future problems? Or she needs to overlook it? What would you tell her? 888-410-1057. She's listening today for sure. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court in session at 7:51. Hannah called us. It's a unique problem. All we're asking is, what would you say to Hannah if she was your friend? What she's asking is, this new boyfriend of hers has displayed both of his parents' ashes in the bedroom, overlooking the bed. It's kind of, it's on a what do you call those armoire?
Kind of thing. Yep. Okay.
So it's always creeping her out.
Chiffarobe.
Yeah. So
this is a unique situation.
So, Vicky, what would you say to Hannah?
I would tell Hannah she's super insensitive. She needs to get over it. She needs to take a class on grief. And apparently she's never lost someone that she's loved before. And I'm in shock that she's saying this stuff. Like, if she goes to a medium, she knows, like, it's their ashes. It's not like they're hanging over the bed. Their heads are hanging over the bed. It's their ashes, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wouldn't bother
super,
you, huh?
Super innocent.
Okay.
This is her issue, not his. Oh, yeah.
All right, Vicky.
I have my son's ashes on my. Oh, I'm like just like beside myself.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have my son's ashes on my dresser.
Wow.
And if anybody said everything, I would be like, you know what? You can take a hike down the Mass Pike. Don't ever step in my house again.
I like what you said about educating yourself on grief. Because she might not have lost anybody, and that's a good point. Like, yeah. You know, maybe she can get past it.
Well, sorry about your loss, Vicky.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, though. So, you know, maybe, is she being ridiculous? I'll just be honest. I don't think I'd want to see my wife's parents' urns in my bedroom.
Well, you're insensitive.
Well, that's not true.
We already knew that.
why don't you take a hike down the pike? Okay, fine.
I think she should roll with it. I just lost my father about a year and a half ago, and I have his T-shirt in my bedroom, and I also have my dog, who was very dear to me, his ashes on my side table, and my husband loves me, and he knows that it's comforting to me, so he has no problem with it.
Something about ashes, though. It's the ashes, because that's like, you know, the final resting spot. That's the thing, you know?
But your husband understands it's a comfort to you, and that's what means something to him. That's nice.
Right, okay. And she says she believes in spirits anyway, so what's the difference?
Okay. All right, we'll pass it on.
Probably there regardless.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye. ROR, good morning.
Hey, I'm calling about the morning court thing.
Sure, what's your name?
Jody.
Jody, what do you want to say today to our listener?
I think she's being absolutely ridiculous. She needs to get over it.
Seriously?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's for her... I think she believes in the medium and all that stuff. And
so do I. They're just ashes. It's in an urn. You got pictures looking at you. What's the big deal?
That's a good point. Well, you got pictures looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I was just listening to it, and I just thought she was being a little over the top with this.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we asked.
We said, hey, what would you say to her?
What would you say? You sit in a bar.
You tell her she's being ridiculous.
Yeah, get over it.
I would.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Rob, any advice today for Hannah? What would you say to her?
I would say, Hannah, walk into the bedroom with him in there and look at those urns and say, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, close your eyes because I'm about to do some bad things to your son.
No, Rob.
That's so funny.
All right, Rob.
But it's good, right?
Well, you can only hope.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, have a good one.
Bye.
Jeez. I'm about to do some bad things to your son. Maybe they'll... I don't know if you... Maybe he might like that. All right, 888-410-1057. Hannah, in case you missed it, her new boyfriend's parents' ashes urns are overlooking the bed in his house. It's his place, not hers. And it kind of creeps her out, and he won't do anything about it. So, like Hannah and Hootie here, I only want to be with you, okay?
Okay.
Not the parents. 888-410-1057. Did you see what I did there?
I saw it, and I walked away.
You followed the breadcrumbs all the way? Yeah. Okay. 888-410-1057.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court was in session. We spoke with Hannah today. Wonder how her sisters are.
Oh, God.
Right?
Really?
Just Hannah today. Making sure you're still with me, LBF.
Yep.
So we spoke with Hannah earlier. Here's what she had to say and why she wanted some help today in Morning Court.
This is weird, but I'm seeing this guy, and we're great together. It's pretty serious. He's awesome. He's got this thing with his parents. They actually both passed a few years ago, and they're cremated, and he keeps their ashes in two urns in his bedroom. They're like on the armoire with photos and prayer cards.
Okay. So since Hannah spoke with us, she's been getting nothing but broadsides, right? Just incoming.
Yes.
Flack.
Yep.
About they think she is the one who's actually being insensitive.
Right.
A lot of the calls, not all of them, but most, are saying she needs to get over it.
Right.
It's his parents. Let some time pass and maybe he'll...
Grief is personal.
That's it. And somebody else wants, you know, called, like, why isn't he just move him, whatever. But apparently he's not ready. So let's see. Up first, we have Matt. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I do, and I don't know if it's going to continue, but it doesn't bother me like it used to at first. But my wife, when I met her, she had three children, and her husband passed away suddenly of a brain aneurysm when he was in his 30s. Wow. And so when I first started going over there to her house, the urn was there, and it bothered me at first because obviously she had the pictures and stuff, but I just learned to live with it because it was close to her, and obviously the kids were involved. But as time went on, it did not bother me. So, I mean, I don't think insensitive is the word and everything, but she just needs to try to...
Are they still there, or did she eventually understand. Move
We remodeled our house, so I don't know if they're going back there or
not. Okay. All right, but yeah, they're still...
But either way, you're okay with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, I am, because I know what it means to her, and, you know...
She had a prior life. I mean,
yes,
you know,
they had three children together and everything else, and we're now married, so...
You're a good guy,
great.
Matt.
So,
Matt, you're a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think...
Thank you, yes.
If she hears that, she'll know that,
you
can live with these things, and you have to understand people's
absolutely.
Loss.
Absolutely, because it's not, I mean, I wouldn't tell somebody, you know, how to grieve, so everybody grieves in their own way.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it. Well,
not
good luck with
Thank
the new
you.
House.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jeff, what do you say to Hannah?
I think she's being a little ridiculous. If that's her biggest problem with her in-laws, then she should count her blessings.
Well, you know, because I don't think the in-laws have going to be a problem. Isn't that funny? Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Right.
See ya. All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Belinda, like Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, yeah,
oh
sure.
Nice.
We
okay.
Love Belinda. What do you want to say?
All right. Here's the deal. Way back when my husband and I were dating, his first wife had passed away. And the first couple of times that we ventured into our sexual, whatever you want to call it, her picture was still on the bureau.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah,
that's not
very
good.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. So Belinda, what'd you do? I mean,
first couple of times, you know, I just kind of let it slide away, even though it was there bothering me. Mm-hmm. And then he and I had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And he understood. He understood. So he did take the picture down, put it in the drawer, and...
Yeah.
It's still there today in the drawer.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
All right. I missed the beginning.
So he
had a wife that died. Is that what it was? Or?
Yes.
So why else would you have it? You don't have old girlfriends out there.
Yeah, that would be an issue.
That would be a problem.
And that we definitely have an opinion on. Hall of Fame. Nice.
Put your picture up on the wall. Gotta be sensitive.
Good Lord.
Thanks, Belinda. Yeah. That's funny. Hey, congrats. You made it to the Hall of Fame.
Put you up on the wall.
that means, wow. You get a jacket or
T-shirt.
Yeah. T-shirt.
Picture on the wall.
Okay. But Belinda makes a point. So she was uncomfortable, and after a while, he put it away. And it's in the drawer there, so she understands.
Well, yeah, because he was her wife.
Yeah, so...
you know what I mean.
Sounds like the best answer is just for let time, you know, if she loves him, she said it, let time kind of heal wounds there, and then maybe he'll find another place down the road.
I still like the guy, Rob, who called, who said that she should just walk in the bedroom and turn to the urns and say, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. close your eyes because I'm about to do some bad things to your son.
and what son doesn't, want to hear that? Okay. All right. That's option.
Let me get them out of here.
That's plan B.
Right.
There you go, Hannah. You've got plan B now. Give it some time.
Okay.
I think give it some time is the answer. You know, but there are other options. All right, LBF. Dirty laundry, please.
Okay.
What do you got?
How many tattoos do you think Miley Cyrus has? I'm going to tell you. It's more than you think.
You told me, and I'm still shook.
I know, right?
I don't know. There's enough skin for all that. All right, that's coming up next. Right now, 8:32 with the Cars.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.